Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at a recent issue of the Daily Chronicle of AI Innovations.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to try to pick out some of the most fascinating developments in the AI world. You ready for some surprising advancements?
I am.
Maybe even some ethical concerns that come along with them.
Yeah, I think we're going to see, you know, with great power comes great responsibility.
Well, speaking of power, OpenAI's co-founder, Ilya Sutskever, is out there warning everyone about AI's increasingly unpredictable behavior as AI develops more advanced reasoning skills.
Mm.
He's even suggesting it could become self-aware.
Whoa. That's a pretty big statement to make. I mean, you know, this idea of AI reaching human-level consciousness used to be pure science fiction.
Yeah.
But now it feels like we might actually need to start preparing for that possibility.
I know. Especially when you consider what's happening with language models, right? We're seeing LLMs showing signs of introspection, almost like they're starting to think about thinking.
It's wild, and they're not just thinking, they're acting on it. Google's Gemini 2.0 actually diagnosed pancreatitis from a CT scan.
Oh, wow.
Which, you know, really demonstrates AI's growing potential in healthcare.
That's absolutely groundbreaking. Imagine a future where AI assists doctors with diagnoses,
right,
leading to faster, more accurate results, and potentially saving lives.
Yeah.
It does make you wonder, though, what happens to the human element in medicine?
Right.
How do we balance the efficiency and accuracy of AI with the empathy and intuition of human doctors?
That is a really, really big question.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's an easy answer. You know, we need to think carefully about how we integrate AI into healthcare in a way that benefits both patients and medical professionals.
I agree.
Yeah.
Now, OpenAI is also making moves to integrate AI more seamlessly into other industries. They're developing an operating system for AI agents, basically a platform, to make it easier for businesses to use AI in their operations.
That's a really, really smart move. I mean, it could have a huge impact across multiple sectors. Think about it. Everything from supply chain management to marketing being streamlined and optimized by AI.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this raises questions about control and access. Who gets to decide how these AI agents are used and who benefits from their implementation?
Right. The potential for both positive and negative impacts is huge. And we've already seen some examples of how things can go wrong. UnitedHealth's Optum accidentally exposed an AI chatbot online.
Oh, no.
Which is a major security risk. And then there's the case of Apple's AI, which generated a false BBC headline about a shooting, highlighting the potential for AI-generated misinformation.
Those incidents just underscore the importance of developing strong safeguards and ethical frameworks as AI becomes more powerful and integrated into our lives. It's not just about preventing accidents. It's about ensuring that AI is used responsibly and ethically.
And speaking of responsibility, things are getting pretty heated in the AI world.
Mm-hmm.
Meta and Elon Musk are publicly opposing OpenAI's switch to a for-profit model, arguing that it could lead to monopolization and hinder access to this crucial technology.
It's a fascinating debate.
Right.
On one hand, OpenAI argues that they need to generate revenue to continue developing safe and innovative AI.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, critics like Musk and Meta worry that profit motives could overshadow ethical considerations, leading to potentially harmful outcomes.
It's a classic case of balancing advancement with responsibility.
Yeah.
And it highlights the complex challenges we face as AI continues to evolve.
And it's not just tech giants vying for control either. The impact of AI is being felt across all sorts of industries. We're even seeing oil giants like ExxonMobil utilizing AI to optimize their operation.
That's right. It's not just about Silicon Valley anymore. AI is becoming an integral part of how businesses operate across the board. It's changing the game for everyone.
And as AI becomes more widespread, we need to consider the ethical implications of its use in different contexts. For instance, how does the use of AI by fossil fuel companies impact our efforts to address climate change? These are questions we can't afford to ignore.
Absolutely. Now, shifting gears a bit, there's a fascinating ethical dilemma brewing in the scientific community. Scientists are calling for a pause on mirror life research.
Oh, wow. This is where things get really interesting. Mirror life research involves creating synthetic organisms.
Yeah.
Essentially building life from scratch. It's like something out of a science fiction movie.
It really is.
But there are serious concerns about the potential risks involved.
It's a bit mind-boggling to think about, isn't it? Creating new forms of life could have incredible benefits. But what if these synthetic organisms escape into the environment?
Right.
What kind of unintended consequences could we be facing?
That's the big question, and it's one that scientists are grappling with right now. It's a classic example of needing to carefully weigh the potential benefits of scientific advancement against the potential risks. We have to make sure we're not opening a Pandora's box.
And it seems even the companies at the forefront of AI development are struggling with safety concerns. Elon Musk's xAI actually received a low grade on AI safety benchmarks, which is surprising considering his vocal warnings about the potential dangers of unchecked AI.
It just goes to show that even with the best intentions and resources, ensuring the safety of advanced AI is incredibly challenging. We're still in the early stages of understanding how to build AI that is both powerful and safe.
It's like we're navigating uncharted territory here. We're developing this incredible technology with the potential to reshape the world, but we're still learning how to manage its risks effectively.
Exactly. And that's why open discussions and collaborative efforts are so important. We need to bring together experts from different fields, policymakers, ethicists, and the public to ensure that AI development proceeds in a responsible and beneficial way.
I couldn't agree more. It's a collective responsibility. Now, we've covered a lot of ground here, from self-aware AI to synthetic life and the battle for control over this rapidly evolving technology. What stands out to you as the most significant takeaway from this AI news roundup?
What's really striking to me is the sheer scope of AI's impact. It's touching virtually every aspect of our lives, from healthcare and business to scientific research and even the very nature of life itself.
It's truly transformative. And it's happening at an incredible pace. And that brings us back to why we do these deep dives. We need to break down these complex developments, understand their implications, and engage in thoughtful discussions about the future we want to create with AI.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power, and the more we understand about AI, the better equipped we'll be to navigate this rapidly changing landscape and shape its trajectory for the good of humanity.
Speaking of knowledge, I wanted to mention a great resource for anyone who wants to delve deeper into the world of AI. There's an app called AI and Machine Learning for Dummies that breaks down complex concepts in a clear and accessible way.
That sounds like a valuable resource, especially for those who might feel overwhelmed by the technical jargon surrounding AI.
It covers everything from the basics to more advanced topics, and there's even a pro version with additional content and no ads. We'll include links to both versions in the show notes. Now, as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one key takeaway you want our listeners to ponder?
The most important takeaway for me is that the future of AI is not predetermined. It's something we are actively shaping through our choices, our discussions, and our actions.
That's a powerful reminder. It's not something happening to us. It's something we are co-creating. So how do we actively shape this future? It can feel kind of overwhelming, you know, trying to understand something as complex and rapidly evolving as AI.
Yeah, it's true. AI can feel intimidating, but I think that's all the more reason to stay engaged. Stay informed. Start by, you know, educating yourself about AI and its potential impacts, both positive and negative.
I think that's key. The more we understand, the better equipped we'll be to ask the right questions and demand transparency, you know, from the companies and institutions developing and deploying AI.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to, you know, ask those questions, demand accountability. You can even support organizations advocating for responsible AI development.
Yeah.
And consider the ethical implications of the products and services you choose to use.
I think that's a good point. Our choices as consumers can really make a difference. By supporting companies that prioritize ethical considerations, we can help steer the development of AI in a more responsible direction.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of public discourse. Engage in conversations about AI, share your concerns, advocate for policies that promote ethical and responsible innovation.
It's about making our voices heard, you know, both individually and collectively. This isn't just a technological revolution, it's a societal one. We all have a role to play in shaping the future of AI.
Well said. The future of AI is not something that's going to be decided for us. It's something we need to actively participate in shaping.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of AI, what's the one message you want our listeners to take away?
Stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay engaged. The future of AI is in our hands.
And it's a future worth shaping. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI. We hope you'll continue to explore these crucial topics with us.